proclamation number 8999 dated the June 20th, 1965. Jesus descended into the abyss after his crucifixion. When I lived on earth, my constant thought was to save people from descending into utmost darkness so that they would be enabled to enter the vestibule of hell, which even denied their entrance to the vestibule of hell, on account of which I continuously proclaimed the teaching of love to make it easier for them to believe in my act of salvation, and thereby the work of redemption was already achieved in these human beings. Yet people were still too occupied with the earthly world. Only a few believed in life after death, and they were receptive to my teaching of love, and they recognized me with ease since I was also able to instruct them, and they accepted everything as truth. Thus a large proportion of those who experienced me were able to enter my kingdom in a ready-made state, yet far more rejected my teaching. They remained heartless and had to endure their fate in the beyond. After my crucifixion, I also descended into this kingdom and was able to release all those who stayed in the vestibule of hell, all the people who had led a God-pleasing life but for whom the kingdom of light was still locked because they were still burdened by the original sin, since my act of salvation had yet to be accomplished. I approached them as the human being just as for they, too, should not be compelled to believe. I joined them in my figure of suffering, which made many ask the question, if you are the Messiah who is promised to us, why did your power not prevent this? Why did you have to suffer this appalling death on the cross? For they had been waiting for me, for the one who is promised to them as a savior. They, too, had to follow me entirely of their own free will, and it was not difficult to convince them that I was this promised Messiah. Then, however, followed my descent into hell, into the region where I also wanted to bring salvation from the original sin. There I was less successful in convincing the souls, precisely because I appeared in the same figure and was visible to them as the beaten jesters to whom they denied all power, and thus they did not want to acknowledge him either. Nevertheless, anyone who wanted to was allowed to follow me, and I released him from his bondage. And time and again I descend into the abyss to ignite a small light for everyone, so that they momentarily will remember the one who once came to them, and this will gradually lessen their resistance, so that they, who previously had been stubborn and only had words of hatred and scorn for him, will also let themselves be redeemed by his love. Yet my love will not hold anything against them. My love is constantly concerned that everyone should be rescued, that no one will return again into the bondage of the one who had owned them for so long, and that my act of salvation for these, too, had not been made in vain. But I cannot prevent it if their resistance to me is so strong that all efforts on my part are in vain, for I will never force anyone to acknowledge me. I will only offer everyone the best possible opportunities to find their way out into the light. And thus you humans render me a great service by praying for these souls, for there will always be a few who will let go, who will be touched by the power of prayer and then can be guided into the light. And in sincere gratitude these souls will do the same and entice other souls out of the abyss, since they know each other and they understand and try to disperse the objections which still dominate them. Once it is possible that they at least take notice of my greatest act of mercy, then they will also reflect on it and try to make contact with me. And then the forgiveness of their immense sin is ensured. Then the gate into the kingdom of light will be opened for them, and a long state of torment will have finished. Yet those who are unwilling will be subject to a new banishment at the end, for one day they will have to regain their self-awareness as a human being and decide once more. And thus the process across earth can indeed happen more than once, and sooner or later even these bangs shall surely turn to me as well. One day the hour of salvation will also come for them. Amen.